He must have been on a few end of season tours.
That was something else, that was.
What were they like?
They were fantastic. They were fantastic. I mean, they go off now, don't they? And go to New Zealand and to Australia and all. And what we did, we used to meet out here on after work on a Friday and get on the coach and get down as far as Exeter and stay overnight in Exeter. So a few of them would go to the local dance and enjoy themselves there, and a few of us perhaps stay in the hotel or go to the pub just around the corner, and then we journey then across Bodmin Moor. I think it was Bodmin Moor. We only made one stop, and that was for a coffee break. I can remember on one occasion we stopped in the Jamaica Inn on the moor, and we got in there, and there was a big log fire, and it was really nice to be there. The only trouble was the landlady had a parrot in the cage. Roy folk let him out of the cage, and the parrot flew up the chimney. And when he come back down, he splattered you, as you know. Anyway, that I thought, Christ, you know, this is going to be a good tour. We've only just started, you know. But we never got thrown out of any of the hotels, really. There were some pretty near scrapes, like. But we used to play Penzance on Saturday evening. I used to love that ground. That was a nice ground, Penzance, a nice flat ground. And then we would play, I don't know, on the Monday we would play Redruth or Camborne or one of those sides, and then usually on our way back we would play Exeter or Weston-super-Mare. But they were epic tours. We had some great fun on those tours, yeah. And we were only just going down the road, weren't we?
Yeah.
But they were the icing on the cake, the end of season tour down there. Not easy to win down there with the Cornish referees. We used to have words with them a few times.
Well, I guess being on tour, you might have had a beer or two beforehand.
Secrets out, really, but we went well supplied when leaving. God, dear. But we never, ever got into any trouble. There was no one arrested or no pub signs stolen, because that used to be the rugby club's tricks, wasn't it, years ago, which is stupid.
Collection of souvenirs.
Silly, isn't it, really, to take signs and things, but yeah. I'm not saying we were angels, but we didn't get into too much trouble.
Let's change the subject again. Representative rugby. Let's talk about your games for the county, to start with.
Yeah.
When did you first play for the county?
I first played for the county in, I think it was 1957, I think. Mm-hmm. Gloucestershire had gone down to Cornwall and lost. The next Gloucestershire game was out here against Devon, who were the reigning county champions. The year before, they'd beaten Yorkshire on the Plymouth Argyle football ground, home park, and they were the reigning champions, Devon. Gloucestershire, in their wisdom, decided to make some changes, and Alan Holder and I were picked to play against the reigning champions out here, and we won. We beat the reigning champions, and I think we had an unchanged team for the next game against Somerset. The next season, I was selected for all three group games, and we went right through to the final. We won the group, that's Devon, Somerset, Cornwall, and then we used to play the winners of what I used to call the Cinderella group, although they were good teams, but Oxfordshire, Dorset and Wilts, Buckingham, Berkshire. Although I've been on the losing side against Oxfordshire out here.
I've seen it too.
I mean, that was the shock of all time, that was.
Yeah.
However, I'll move on. The semi-final, we went to Hartlepool Rovers ground to play Durham. And the referee was from Farnborough in Hampshire, and his name was Dennis Thatcher. Dennis Thatcher. Margaret's husband-to-be. Although he refereed us out here against Newport, I think it was, that same season. But he refereed the Durham game, and I think it was just like that, out there Saturday, the conditions, awful. There was a railway sidings all on the side, and however, it was a 0-0 draw, and it was a kicking duel really between me kicking low and short to get our forwards going forward, and the opposite fly half was Michael Weston, who was bombarding Ewan Sheen with massive high kicks. And I played the week before in an England trial with Mike Wetson. He was my fly half, and we were on opposite sides of the pitch the next week.
Was at Birkenhead Park, wasn't it?
Pardon?
That was
at
Birkenhead
Park. The trial
was
at Birkenhead, we drew, but we deserved to win that game. We replayed here, and we won, but we were fortunate to win. And then we went to Bristol to play Warwickshire, which was Coventry plus Stan Purdy from rugby, and they were just too strong for us in conditions like that. We had a good pack, but the Coventry, and it's so sad to see their demise now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And of course, County Rugby isn't, with great respect to it now, isn't as good what it used to be. Mm-hmm. But we lost that game 14-9, I think it was, at Bristol, in a sea of mud. But played in a few semi-finals after that. We played Warwickshire, I think, a couple of times, and who else was it? Lancashire, I think I played against them a couple of times in semi-final. You know, it was a big thing in those days. County rugby was a step up from club rugby, and most of the Gloucestershire matches were attended by the England selection committee, so if you did well in those games you were in a bit of a chance. But I thoroughly enjoyed every time I played for the county. It was wonderful.
We talked about the game against the All Blacks. What other representative rugby did you play?
Well, I wasn't considered for selection for two seasons here when I was called up to do my national service. So I missed out, in a way, on two seasons, but I was playing some lovely rugby for the Air Force, except the two games against Gloucester that I didn't enjoy very much. We were playing all the teams, Newport, Coventry, Leicester, Bedford, and of course the pinnacle of the season for inter-services rugby was to play against the Army and the Navy. Those two games were at the end of the season, and I was fortunate enough to play in all four in my 2 years. They were played at Twickenham, that was nice. And that first year I was selected for the combined services that played the French Armed Forces in Paris. I went over there when Gloucester played there the other year. They played at the Stade Francais ground over in Paris. And then at the end of my second year, there was a tour to East Africa, or Kenya, Northern Rhodesia, and Southern Rhodesia, which have changed their names now to Zambia and Zimbabwe, isn't it? And that was a 5-match tour. So that was a pleasant experience to play against Kenya in Nairobi. And we played on the Copper Belt, Bulawayo, was it? Something like that. And we played in Salisbury against the full Rhodesian team. And just as we took the field, so the PA system announced that the British Lions had arrived in for their first match of the tour. And we hadn't kicked off, and you just sort of glanced and saw all these chaps in their blazers coming into the ground. And I had a drink after the game with Jeeps. He was in the Lions team then. So that was a nice tour, representing the combined services. That was about it, I think.
But at the end of that season, I mean, immediately before the tour, you actually won the three services tournament, didn't you, with the RAF?
The first year...
We didn't do that very often.
No. We won one and lost one the first year, and the next season we beat both the Army and the Navy.
Yeah, and won the tournament.
So that was rather nice.
Yeah.
And from that, most of the combined services team or squad for that tour contained RAF people.
All right.
So that was quite nice. Mm.